Trial begins for French actor Gérard Depardieu on sexual assault charges. By Breitbart News on March 24, 2025. Paris, AFP, French actor Gérard Depardieu, who has faced a string of assault and rape allegations, goes on trial in Paris on Monday accused of sexually abusing two women during a film shoot in 2021. Depardieu, 76, who has made more than 200 films and television series, has been accused of improper behavior by around 20 women, but this is the first case to come to trial. He is the highest profile figure to face accusations in French cinema's sometimes laggardly response to the hashtag MeToo movement. The trial, which is to begin at 1:30 p.m., 12:30 GMT, before the Paris Criminal Court, relates to charges of sexual assault during the filming in 2021 of Les Volets There, The Green Shutters, by director Jean Becker. Anouk Grinberg, a prominent actor who appeared in the film, has backed the two plaintiffs, a set dresser, 54, and a 34-year-old assistant director. Both women allege sexual violence. Grinberg said Depardieu had constantly made salacious remarks during shooting, and told AFP that producers who hired him knew they were hiring an abuser. The trial, initially scheduled to take place in October 2024, had been postponed due to the actor's ill health. This time he will be there, Depardieu's lawyer Jeremy Assis told AFP. Speaking to the RMC broadcaster on Monday morning, Assis predicted the court would soon see the case in Gérard Depardieu's favor. He said in the autumn that Depardieu had undergone a quadruple heart bypass and suffered from diabetes that was aggravated by the stress of the forthcoming trial. Obscene remarks. According to Assis, Depardieu's court appearances are to be limited to 6 hours a day and he will take breaks whenever he needs them. He has said Depardieu denies all of the accusations in their totality. One of Depardieu's two accusers, the set dresser, reported in February last year that she had suffered sexual assault, sexual harassment and sexist insults during filming. She told French investigative website Mediapart that Depardieu had started loudly calling for a cooling fan during the shoot because he couldn't even get it up in the heat. She claimed he boasted he could give women an orgasm without touching them and that an hour later Depardieu brutally grabbed her. The actor pinned her by closing his legs around her before groping her waist and her stomach, continuing up to her breasts, she added. She said Depardieu made obscene remarks including, "Come and touch my big parasol. I'll stick it in your pussy." She described the actor's bodyguards dragging him away as he shouted, "We'll see each other again, my dear. My client hopes that this time the trial will go ahead," lawyer Kari Nader-Diebold told AFP. Never, but never. The second plaintiff, an assistant director, also alleges sexual violence. "What my client wants is for the trial to take place. But I am also worried about how Mr. Depardieu's defense will treat the civil parties at the hearing," said lawyer Claude Vincent. Overall, around 20 women have accused Depardieu of improper behavior, but several cases have been dropped due to the statute of limitations. French actor Charlotte Arnold was the first woman to file a criminal complaint against Depardieu in 2018. Last August, the Paris prosecutor's office requested a trial for rape and sexual assault, accusations the actor has consistently denied over the years. "Never, but never, have I abused a woman," Depardieu wrote in an open letter to conservative daily Le Figaro. He is no stranger to scandal, having made headlines for brawling, drink driving and urinating in the aisle of a plane. A documentary on French television in 2023 entitled The Fall of the Ogre shows the actor on a 2018 trip to North Korea repeatedly making explicit sexual comments in front of a female interpreter and appearing to sexualize a small girl riding a horse.